We thought in the first half of the year, because we had a bye, it was a chance to restock, that we're in some games late. There'd be three or four games that we're potentially in front in the last quarter and couldn't complete it. So it's pleasing that our guys dug deep and got a reward for effort. I'm really, really happy for them because they've been trying so hard. Our supporters should see that. They would appreciate it that we've been in games late in quarters and haven't got a result. And it's just a great reward for effort to finally get one.
Brennan Bolton there after the match yesterday, the Blues defeat of GWS at Etihad Stadium. A thrilling finish it was, and they just got over the line. And their captain, Mark Murphy, joins us here as our match preview for New Vision Clinics continues on this very important Monday afternoon at the MCG. Mark, thanks for your time.
G'day, Hutto.
How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
You must have been nice to wake up this morning on the back of that. I mean, it was obviously a thrilling finish, very satisfying win. What was going through your mind in that last minute or so? We're obviously trying to get organised and work out what you had to do, but it was frantic stuff.
Yeah, it's always nice waking up a day after a game having had a good win, but yeah, the last 90 seconds were pretty thrilling. I suppose the last probably 10 or 15 seconds, I think a few of our boys certainly did what was required and had some cool heads there and managed to get outside at back 50 and managed to hold on, which is great.
Have you guys done a lot of that sort of situation training for the last minute, whether you're in front or behind? Been a big talking point this year at times.
Yeah, we have done a fair bit of it. You normally do a lot of it during the pre-season and do a few little hits of it here and there throughout the year just to make sure it's fresh in everyone's mind. So, yeah, you have things in place and for guys to stand up and really dig deep there in the last few minutes is really good.
What were you feeling like momentum-wise when they kicked the last goal and it really looked like they were going to overwhelm you? What were you feeling and what did you feel was important to do on the ground?
I think just having a cool head. We've spoken about that quite a bit as leaders at the footy club about making sure that the younger guys are feeding off our body language and making sure we're communicating to them. And yeah, to the guys' credit, we were really, really strong on our language in the last few minutes, and the younger guys responded really well. And yeah, everyone, as I said before, played their little part. And we've spoken quite heavily about when it comes your time, you don't have to do anything exceptional. We just go to play the basics and do what's required.
Murph, Mark Robinson, congratulations yesterday. Congratulations to yourself as well, mate. Been an outstanding leader of this club this year. I just want to ask you, Hutto's asking about the last 2 minutes or whatever, what's your mindset? What was your mindset for the other 98 minutes? What was the thing that you said, right, this is what we're going to go in with, this is the club, this is what you kept on reinforcing it every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes. What was that main message?
Yeah, it's been a big thing for us this year. Other than really the Port Adelaide game, we've been in most games, and probably within games, whether it be 10 or 15 minutes, we've let games slip. And we had a really strong focus at the start of the game about making sure that we started really well, because going into the break, we played against North Melbourne, got 45 points down, then worked our way back into it, but couldn't quite get over the line. So just, especially when you've got a young group, you just got to keep in reinforcing guys to reset and not waiting for quarter-time breaks or for the coach to speak to them. It's really important that leadership's out there on the ground, you know, minute by minute, especially in the last few minutes. But throughout the whole game, we just kept on reinforcing to our younger guys and kept on spreading the message what was required at that point in time, and all the work that you put in throughout the week and speaking about what you want to try and do. It all comes down to it on game day and making sure that everyone's, you know, playing their role and doing the right things at the right time.
Players often say, oh, if we've got two players out of the mix or two players not working hard, you know, it can all fall down. In a game like yesterday, if you had two players who weren't doing and applying that pressure, mate, was enormous. If you don't have two players not doing that, you do lose the game of football. So yesterday was a perfect example where all you have to do, I reckon, is do your role. When the ball comes to you, pressure, help, get over at number. And when you guys win the ball, be an offensive, not a threat, but be an offensive option. That's what it seemed to me looking at the game.
Yeah, you're right. It's I suppose sometimes a footy cliche about just playing a role, but it certainly is just that. And you see how even the competition is now, that if you've got blokes who aren't doing what's required at the right time, we got guys going against what the team requires, that you get done. And I'm not saying that we've had that this year. We've just had probably patches in games where quite a few of us haven't been quite right and done the right things and haven't been able to slow up that momentum. And I suppose yesterday we're pretty good at trying to deal with that. Because good sides do get run-ons, it's just making sure that they don't get them for kick four or five goals and break the game open. So, as I said before, it is a cliche about guys playing their role. But when you've got quite a lot of young guys, we've got some really good experienced players as well, making sure that message keeps on is feeding down to young guys week in, week out.
There's so many obvious people to talk about in the post-match and talking about today, Cruiser and Liam Jones. And was there a player or an effort, Murph, that you thought yesterday just typified the way you wanted to play and the way Carlton played?
Oh, it's hard to pinpoint one, but you mentioned a few guys, like Cruiser's follow-up work from his tap work. It's something that his whole career he's been brilliant at. But he's had a good run in the last couple of years, and he's getting that continuity in his training and his games, and you can see how good a player he can be. And I spoke about him in the pre-season about how good he was going, and I suppose everyone externally now is starting to see that. And you spoke about Liam Jones. Watching him in the VFL this year down back, it was almost like watching a senior player play against kids, the way in which he was crashing packs and his impact on the game. But other guys like Plowman and Marchbank who have come into our side the last couple of years, they've been brilliant this year as well. And Simo's been doing it for years. There's just a lot of guys standing up in a lot of different positions for us. And that's when you start to become a good side.
Murph, Nick Del Santo here. Congratulations on your performance yesterday. Just on Liam Jones, we spoke to Sam Doherty post the game yesterday. And one of the questions was, did you have confidence in his ability? Because we all know VFL is one standard footy. When you come up, you can often drop off. But he didn't do it yesterday. Were you expecting that same level of performance, or were you still waiting to see how he did go when he came back into the senior team?
No, I'm the same with Dockers. I had a lot of confidence in what he was doing at the VFL level. He was, as I said before, like he was playing that good of footy, and it wasn't just two or three weeks he was doing it for. He'd had five or six games in a row where he was easily best on ground. Wasn't by his touches, it was just by his impact on contests. And as you saw yesterday, he came in and had that confidence in his own ability about what he'd been doing in the VFL that he'd come and showcase that at AFL level. And he was brilliant yesterday, and I certainly had a lot of faith in him in the way he'd been going about it, that he'd come in an impact.
Is this group easier to lead and captain at the moment?
Oh,
than what it had
is.
Been in the past? I mean, you touched on your responsibility as a senior player. Do you find you have to speak less because the group is maturing and understanding what they have to do, and therefore you don't have to help out in all areas?
Yeah, I think we're growing a lot of good young leaders at our footy club, and Sam Doherty and Paddy Cripps are on the young and age, but they're already really influential leaders. We've got really good depth in our leadership now at the footy club, and Bolts has been instrumental in trying to grow that. And it certainly takes the load off my shoulders not having to try and instruct and demand from blokes all the time. It allows me just to focus on my footy as well, and then my leadership sort of flows from there. So having the more guys around you that can instruct and communicate is crucial. You can't just rely on one, two or three blokes. You need a lot of guys through, the forwards, backs and mids being able to do that and setting up when you've got a lot of young guys as well to make sure that you're setting that up as well.
Murph, we were talking earlier about Brendan Bolton and what he's been able to get you guys to do on the field. And you can see how well organised you are. And we know it's a defensive style primarily at the moment, and that suits where you're at. Without disrespecting any of your previous coaches or instructors, can you give us an insight into just how good a teacher he is and how much time you spend? Because there's a limited amount of time you can spend on the track these days. So how valuable he is as a teacher and what you can learn as compared, even as an experienced player yourself, what you've been able to learn from Brendan Bolton about the game?
Yeah, well, I said in an interview after the game yesterday that as soon as he came into the footy club, I hadn't thought about football in various parts, the way in which Bolts had sort of made me think. So it was certainly a new way of thinking about how to play the game. And I suppose he's just so passionate and he's got so much knowledge that you just feel like everything that he says, you can just grasp and you really want to go for the ride with him. So It certainly made my job a lot easier as captain of the footy club, being able to feed off his passion and enthusiasm and try and spread that throughout the group. But, yeah, I suppose I don't have long enough to talk to you on the phone about what he has brought to the club. And he's been fantastic for not only myself, but everyone at the footy club and guys like Liam Jones, who, you know, he's only played the one game in the AFL this season down back. But you can see guys getting a new lease of life in their footy careers and just enjoying playing footy again.
What do you mean by looking at the game in a different way?
Oh, just in certain aspects about where you are on the ground and what you should be thinking and what you should be doing and running patterns. Just really a different way of thinking about the game and allows you to do a lot of work throughout the pre-season and throughout the week so that when you go out on game day, you've got a lot of energy in what you're doing and you go out there and play on instinct.
Now, Mo, if you can disrespect previous educators, don't listen to Hutto. But I want Carlton people, fans, you know, we talk about your players a lot and you're going fantastic. The fans sat outside and watched this club crumble as a club under Mick Malthouse. They felt alienated. In the 2 years since, all my Carlton friends who barrack for Carlton can't be prouder of their football club. They want to cheer and say, oh, how well we're going, but we can't do that because we've only won four games, but they've been so down for so long that when they see moments or games like 2 hours like yesterday, they want to scream that they're proud and we're back as a football club. Can you understand how low they were and how excited they are now?
Yeah, Bolts have spoken, you know, quite a bit about the man in the stand and how he sees the footy club and what's a guy who pays his 20 or 30 bucks a week to go watch us play football, what's he thinking about what we're doing out there for that 2 hours of football? And something as players you don't sometimes think about, but he's opened her eyes to try and see that from their point of view. And as you said, like, I think Carlton fans, you know, we're only 4 wins and 7 losses, but I think the passion and energy that they're seeing out in the ground, the attack on the ball and the man is something that they're really feeding off and really starting to enjoy. So as soon as he's walked in the footy club, he's wanted to try and make the fans come back to the footy club, because I reckon there was a fair bit of angst and anger about the way in which we've probably gone about in the last few years. But, hopefully now we're starting to sway a lot of those supporters and get them back on our side.
How rejuvenated are you? Can you possibly allow us into your life of what you were thinking 2.5 years ago, Murph, and where you are right now as a person, as a captain, as a proud leader of this footy club?
I was probably going through a pretty tough patch and pretty frustrated with footy. And when you are in that sort of space, it certainly translates to the way in which you hold yourself in life as well. But having a coach like Bolts come in and teach me as a player and leader and as a person as well has been really rejuvenating for me. And I really look forward to getting up and going to work every day and playing footy with a lot of good mates and a lot of good young kids that you can see there's certainly going to be a great future at this footy club. And just to enjoy the moment as well. It's, I can look back and this sort of time in my footy career and with a lot of enjoyment that, you know, I'll get to impact a lot of these young kids and see them play some good footy for a lot of years. So hopefully I've still got quite a few more years of footy left in me and can taste some success here at this footy club. But, it's been a bit of a 180 in sort of my, thoughts and feelings about playing football in the last few years.
Yeah, and how old are you, Murph?
29.
Mate, you got four or five years left in him, Del.
He's got four good ones and two crap ones. That's normally what we say. When you get to about this age, you just keep, the body feels great, the mind's feeling good. I've
That's
got
right.
six left
That's
in
right.
me. Four good, two bad.
Well, Robbo, you can tell Soss that, so give me another 3 or 4 years so I can stick around for a while longer. But, yeah, like I'm feeling pretty fresh at the moment. I think the last couple of years I've had a few injuries, but I think I've managed them pretty well and the body's feeling really good at the moment.
Everyone's wrapped for you, Murph, and I mean that.
Yeah.
Everyone's wrapped because it just seemed for so long that people were questioning Mark Murphy and rah, rah, rah. And
being fit helps, though, right?
Yeah, being fit. And, you know, he was a former Coaches Award winner.
Mm.
I mean, that's a hell of an award to win. And the injuries. But anyway, Murph, it's great to watch. And last night was just, again, must have been great to play in because it was fantastic atmosphere to watch.
No, it was brilliant. The fans, I think there was 27,000. It was sounded a lot more than that. So it was good for them. Like the current supporters, have been a lot of dark times. And, you know, Big Cruz in his 150th, he was best on ground and couldn't have scripted it any better.
Good stuff, Mark. Appreciate your time and your insights today. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, boys. Good on you.
No, Murph.
Mark Murphy joins us.